panoukiwa. Ndo zvimwe chete nezvavari kuita nekuti vakafainira mutemo kuti bumbiro remutemo izvi bumbiro idzva romutemo kuti izvi ndasaina ndinoirana nazvo asi zviri mubumbiro riya havachazvitevedzeri votumira mapurisa kungorova vanhu vanoratidzira murunyararo zvinova zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti munhu unogona kunge achinzi une madhigiri asi madhigiri avazvoratidza kuti practically hadhana zvaanoziva chaanu chake it's part of theory kana kuti wakangonyagwa kuti regai tingopawo madhigirii awa kuna nhingi zvapera kwete zvokuti kwaichi and zvinotorwadza kuti iko zvinoizvi nemapurisa acho zvavari kuita zviri kunyadzisa zvotaridza kuti vanhu vasingafungi remangwana revana vavo kana revazukuru vavo kana kuti revanin'ina vavo neravabereki vavo havatombofungi ungatumwa kuti urove mubereki wako urove munin'ina wako urove mukoma wako achizama kuita kuti nyika iende mberi kunyange basa racho zvirina ndirisiye basa racho kuratidza kuti ndiri kurwadziwa ndosiya basa racho kuti hai iri basa iri handicharida zvapera zvandakaitai ndakasiya kuami nokuda kwaizvozvo isu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanakai
there from Mr. Mhuka he says is a former member of the Zimbabwe National Army, but because he did not agree with the alleged unprofessionalism there, he resigned and is now in South Africa. But he's saying that he does not agree with our caller attender who was saying the opposition parties are useless. He's saying they are. There's nothing much that they can do to negotiate with the South African government that has come out to say it supports the government of Zimbabwe.
Get yeah, nxa sesikhumbula ke ngo 2008 amasocha akangena esitaradini uyakhumbula nje agcina thatha impahla lapha nalapha. Let's go to Mr. Tiwa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, when we look at this kind of, you know, action that is being done by Zimbabweans, it really reminds those that were there in the 1960s of what was commonly known as G. You know, people protested and, you know, it was so ugly, you know, at the end of the day. But so is there any other softer way of conducting some of these protests?
My own view is that these protests are really soft. There is nothing hard about them. Mm-hmm. It's only that they are being met with heavy-handed tactics by the regime. You know, because of the many years of experience and expertise, you know, the ZANU-PF regime has perfected the art of repression. So you cannot underestimate its capacity to keep coming in a heavy-headed and unreasonable fashion against citizens who have nothing but just their views and who are in the perfectly reasonable view that they are expressing their constitutional rights. So if people like Patson Zamara and his family gather in Africa Union Square with the roses and in commemoration of Itai Zamara, and that's not a hard tactic. They are just commemorating. But the reaction from the regime is what is shocking. Where armed riot police with batons, tear gas, and water cannons then descend on these individuals. Even what Pastor Mawarire did, you know, simply to express his frustration at the economic situation on social media, and people support and rally and say, yes, this resonates with what we are experiencing in our own spheres of life. We have relatives in Zimbabwe. Everyone is suffering. That is the reality. And people are tired of the lies and propaganda of the state. And they now say, yes, the source, the author and finisher of our problems is the state, which is led by Mugabe and his team. And therefore, they must act, they must be held accountable. So, what we have is proper citizenship that is emerging, and that's important. But the regime has not seen the light, and this is where the problem is. It is not that citizens have done anything wrong, but it is simply that the government must learn to accept that people have rights and can express their rights. This problem is not only in terms of freedom of expression and association, but it goes back to the issue of electoral field, which is tipped heavily in favor of ZANU-PF and President Mugabe. You know, when the electoral field is leveled, it means that anyone can be voted for and can receive support and can campaign freely. But the government does not want that. It wants a pseudo-democracy arrangement, a feigned approach, you know, to pay lip service to the concept of democracy, to pretend that there is democracy when there is none. And this is the problem that we have to confront. And this is where my view is that even when we talk of electoral reforms, it is not enough because we are dealing with a regime that has got individuals who are loyal to it mafia style. So the reforms must include the disbandment of the Electoral Commission, for example, to bring in fresh blood of independent and professional people to take Zimbabwe forward. And this is why I have reservations on the issue of the National Transitional Authority as currently construed or constructed, because it does not sit anywhere within the existing structures of people on the ground in Zimbabwe. It cannot be an academic process or exercise of people who exclusively invite each other on the basis of euphoric past experience as activists and claim some kind of high moral ground. It must be people-driven. So it must be taken to the people in Zimbabwe. We must embrace it and run with it for it to succeed.
Thank you.
Regatiende tisatatora vatereri vamwe tina mukoma Oscar vanenge vagarisa vari parunara asi tisataenda kuna mukoma Oscar. Regatiende kuna Dr. Dzamara.
Hello,
Dr. Dzamara.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, ndi mukoma Oscar here.
Yeah, ndi mukoma Oscar.
All right, chingotaura itozoenda kuna vadzamara. Taura itizwe mukoma Oscar.
Chirongwa chenyu ichi handifani kuti nditombodzisa because chakanaka zvikuru kwazvo.
Watinotenda zvikuru.
All right, ndiri pano pa South Africa hangu nditora hangu pachibasa changu chandiri kuita saka ndirongoterera zviri kuitika. Nyaya yekuratidzira kuri kuitika kumusha and chinhu chikuru chakanaka zvikuru chingachinja Zimbabwe kuti ive Zimbabwe yamangwana yakanaka. Ndoda kudzokera shoma pane mutaura mbotaura maybe wechitatu mukoma tatenda vachiti hai hazvinawo kana musoro zvavari kuita opposition haina. Chinonzi nyika tisu vanhu tinofanira kuti tigadzirise zviri kuitika. Inga vanhu vanoona even ku South Africa kuno vanoenda kuma elections vanoenda kunovhota kuti vaise hurumende yavanoda tikatasa election yapfuura yakatochinja zvakawanda zvokuti even government yemunomu iri kutonga iri kutotya kuti hei maopposition party the way yavahwina nayo saka vanhu vari kuti kudii. Vanhu vari kuona zvatiri kuita, vanhu vari kupromisa vanhu kuti they will change, they will go to people kuti vanotaura nevanhu kuti muri kuda kuti tikuitirei chii kuti tirambe tiri bato rinotonga. Saka tisi tinofanira kuti tidzokere zviri kuita vana mukoma wedu vana mai vedu. Ini kwandiri hangu ndiri kuzvisapota nokuti kuno kusouth africa mukoma pandakauya 2007 takaona zvakawanda vanhu vakafa murodhi ndakauya nemusango muna Limpopo kune zvitunha vamwe vana mai vari kuti vana vakarovera kusouth africa vanhu vakafira murodhi ndikapinda muno musouth africa ndikashaya basa tikaenda mumigodhi yaishandwa nevanhu kudhara isingachaoperati tikaona zvitunha ndofunga ilastic kombedzisei. Pamakaona vanhu 21 people vakatakurwa nemota vachienda kuZimbabwe wanga vakafa. Ndanga ndiri pagroup yacho but handina hangufa but ndandiri mukati pasi peivhu tichizama kutsvaga upenyu. Tiri pasi peivhu hurukuro dzedu varume tinenge tiripo ndepekuti saka tichasvika rini tichirarama mariramiro iwayo kuti tinotora 7 days uri pasi peivhu usati waona zuva uchitsvaga upenyu nekuda kwemunhu wani. Saka ndirongoti ngatiendei kana kuchifiwa ngakufiwe ende kana ndiri seni handizi nhamba dzatsvangirai ndingadziwanepi ndigone kumufonera kuti wai pati yake sinowo futi sedzinoita dzimwe nyika
mukoma Oscar. Aiwa zvemangoromero aiwa hatizvikurudzire kuti vanhu varwisane. Hondo yakapera kudhara tinoziva zvainoita nekudaro tichida kuti vanhu vataurirane murunyararo.
But zviri kuramba mukoma handizi ndi mukoma blessing andikoma zviri kuramba ndirini patakaita government of national unity tichizama kutaurirana vamugabe vakadyiwa maelection vakarambira pachigaro tikazama iye zvinezvi tiri kuzama kuti ngavachibva dzimwe nyika vana Britain they lead by example kare muno kwangoita zvinhu ti right kana wangozva kuti okay like now vakavhotera imwe pati vakati Britain ikati that one anonzani akabva ati ndakustepa down so ivo wai vasingadiwo kumbopa vamwe vanhu chani.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Oscar nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ngakuru uyo wani, masoja tinawo tiri kuno, tinotoraka kuti chinongodiwa iputi chete kuti tiende musasa. Andi zvavari kutaura here president kuti hakuna munhu anotonga nyika ino asina kubva kusango.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Oscar.
Kana vachida ngawandi bari panhamba izvezvi, masoja tinawo kuno rakawandisa kuti chete ndozviri kushota kuti tiende. Kana uchinzi kwarwiwa ngakurwiwe then tife kana tichiva bhozi hakuna kusiri kufa. Kuno kwapira
vakawanda kuva. Sezvo zvatataura mukoma Oscar, hatikurudzire kuti vanhu vapedzi vaite zvemangoromera. Tichida kuti vanhu vataurirane zvehondo, aiwa zvenhingiri hanzi kunotsva matemo mupini ichisara. Ngatiregedzei kutaura izvozvo, tinofanira kuti tirambe tichiedza nhaurano, asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard there from Oscar is saying that enough is enough, and he's saying is prepared to even
go to war
and overthrow Mr. Mugabe that way, because Mr. Mugabe himself said without holding a gun you can't rule Zimbabwe. But of course that's not what we encourage Zimbabweans to do. It is important to do it peacefully. You have examples. Martin Luther King did it here in America, the civil rights movement, and the change comes. It might not be as fast as people want, and as they say, if you cannot coexist and resolve your problems peacefully, you cannot solve war. I mean, it's going to be very difficult.
Yes, yes.
But essentially saying, Zimbabweans in South Africa are suffering hence these sentiments.
And if you look at countries like Burma, things changed there. The military had been in power for years and years. It took only one woman.
Indeed.
To untangle the whole thing.
Exactly.
So now let's go to Mr. Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, how are you going to get back to you? Yebo, ngibekezela kunjani? Libizo lami phela le.
Ya. Ithalutho kanjalo nje.
Kanti uyabona. Kunjani?
Ya. Hayi ngiyaphila, nizani kodwa
siya. Ngiyaphila kakhulu mnumzana Bekezela.
Ye.
Nathi udaba baba.
Ngiyaluzwa udaba. Udaba olukhulu kakhulu. So singabantu thina njengalindoda esanda kuphuma manje ngiyayizwa. Inhliziyo ibuhlungu. Kodwa ubuhlungu benhliziyo akutho lutho. Ikakhulu yabona njengoba kuqalile ukuthi kuyasingisa kusenziwa kanje. Kulungile kutshengisele. Kodwa-ke into kume ukuthi abantu bakithi bayihanzelele. Betshengisela benjalo, akubona bonke abatshengisela ngenhliziyo zabo zonke. Bakhona abatshengisela befuna ukwazi ukuthi mina liyenzani, bengabezani vele. Yabona? So kungangokuthi ukuthi babe befuna ukwazi ukuthi lithengisela nje libhesephi. Uyabona kuleli yalizwe ungathembi nomumbani. Angaphuma ubaba lo uphuma ngaze wafika e-America. Kodwa uthole ukuthi kunenga akucabangayo mayelana lokuba sekhaya ngale lokuba se-America. So uthole ukuthi izenzo eziyenzakalayo yena ufuna ukuthi asapotele liyakhehleli laphaya. Into ekwazi ukuthi efana ukuthi siyazi ukuthi lo yamdalo laphana bese sitho igama kuphela ukuthi umgazi uthe umgazi ukuthi akasela lutho lutholi umdala ulele manje. So ngikhuluma lokuzwa akasezwa ugugile umuntu wakosi sekhulile. Thina abantu esilela emhlabeni yithi esifanele ukuthi siyenze lezi zinto sicabanga ukuthi kwenziwani ngelizwe leliya. Ngoba ilizwe leliyana elethu thina abanikazi esihlala kile esizalelwe kulo. So yikho kufanele ukuthi silise phambili leya ilizwe sibone ukuthi senza. Abantu abayibasekeli bakamdala lwano laphana yibo abenza ilizwe leliyana libonakale linjana imandlakandlaka. Yena akala nto ayenza ngoba ukwenza kwakhe yena ubekwazi ukuthi isigaba esithile ngisinikeza imali engako ukuthi asiyosetyenzelwa kube le misebenzi. Kodwa laba yibo abathumayo basuke bathathe leyo mali bazidlele kube sengathi yena uspoyililizwe. Kanti kube yena ngokwakhe nyama yakhe akaspoyilanga lutho. Ngoba nanamhla ungavi ukuthi emdala aphume yaphuma ahambe. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi unabantu abanzimbeleyo okokuthi thina sizathatha igama lakho sikubeke phambili laphaya. Wena usebenze kuphela unjalo thina yithi esikwazi ukuthi siyenzane. Yena njenjana akusela lutho lwakhe olukhona laphaya. Ngoba uvele lokuguga ugugile umuntu enkosi sekusele nokuthi nje noma yinini kungathuthwa la ngalezo. So ngoba uvele esethele leyisikhathi. Kodwa-ke abantu laba abayibo ababekawo abanika amandla yibo abenza ukuthi
kufuze kubona kale ngani ithiwa yenzokwenza kani ngenxa yalabo bantu ababekwa phambi yenakala luphuvi into enalwenzayo and noma kuyenzeka siyenzeni senzeni uyabona le ndoda esanda ukuphuma manje yindoda leyo ungayithathi kancane ukuthi iqiniso lona lizwe le lifana lo muthi uyabona uma ugula ulenxeba ungathatha umuthi elapha ufake umuntu wakhona angahlanya kakhulu ngoba uyakusele uqinisa inxeba kodwa ungayilaphi uyakwenza ukuthi nakusasevuke siyafuna omunye umuthi so le ndoda ngiyayibonga kakhulu kodwa-ke into kumele sicaphele kubelealize elethu kufanele ukuthi sibone noma yini esingayenza ngalo but umdala yena simbekene eceleni uvelekasalitola-ke phela uvelelekhulile
uqelile
yakubona ukuthi kuphelile
hhayi sibongile kakhulu sikuzwile mnumzana bekezela mpofu ungadina lakusasa baba uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa
eyiyayizama kungeneki mani lezi suku mani ei
o ye hayi dathi zakuzama inumba yakho ingathi bayi siyakufonela khonapha
hayi i-studio 7 siyanceda kakhulu ngoba sinokukhonekthana la bantu yazo kadi sabagcini thola ukuthi siyamkhonekthana la ngenxa ye-studio 7 kuphela ngazi singaliqhuba kadani size siyophela emhlabeni i-studio 7 singavalwanga ngoba
siyoyedwa
kakhulu ebantwini
aha thank you siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana mpofu khona ngapho ke egoli ungadini lokusasa baba thank you so that was Mr. Mpofu in South Africa. He was saying that you know, people should give their hearts to this kind of struggle where they want to liberate themselves. Mm-hmm. And we're saying Mr. Mugabe right now is a figurehead in that country. Mm-hmm. He says, as far as he's concerned, as he was speaking right there, mm-hmm. he was saying maybe he's fast asleep somewhere. Mm-hmm. And some people are in charge. And those are the people that are actually controlling what is taking place in that country. And he says, you know, at the end of the day, Mr. Mugabe is now an elderly statesman. Mm-hmm. So he should consider even leaving. But he says if the people in ZANU-PF say go today, he may go. Mm-hmm. But we still remember when the war veterans said Mr. Mugabe should leave. The next day he was fuming, saying that he will never leave because he was genuinely elected. Mm-hmm. So then lastly, Mr. Bekezela Mpofu said Studio 7 for life. Mm-hmm. He says he loves our broadcast. Yeah, so it's good to hear that, yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Zamara. Dr. Zamara, is he on the line? Dr. Zamara? Yes, Dr. Zamara, we saw over the weekend ZANU-PF youths threatening the protesters, saying that they will deal with them and they will not just fold their hands and let protesters destroy the country. Is this not going to cause chaos? I think we lost him. Mr. Yes. Mavinga, are you on the line?
I'm here, blessing, yes.
Yes, okay, let me ask you the same question. I think you heard what I was trying to ask Dr. Zamara. I think we are having problems with his line there. But some ZANU-PF youths were threatening to unleash violence on the protesters. Is this not going to escalate tensions even further and probably lead to violence?
Well, certainly, yes. It will... escalate and lead to a drastic deterioration in the situation. But it is also a revelation. You know, it is what we say in Shona, Gibbs, you would know the equivalent in Isindebele. But what is happening now is exposing the structure of ZANU-PF and how the violence machinery has been operating. This is not new, blessing. We saw it in 2008 in the run-up to the elections, that there were groups aligned to the ruling party that were meting out violence. It was not just the security forces. It was state-sanctioned, state-sponsored violence, electoral violence, right? But it had these elements from the war veterans, yes, the war veterans, the ZANU-PF youth and the militia, those from the military, in uniform and otherwise, the police. So it's now coming back together again. So it's not surprising, but it is a reflection of an absolute breakdown in the rule of law in Zimbabwe. It shows that President Mugabe's government operates on a mafia-type structure, where those that serve the system operate outside the framework of the law. In 2008, Blessing, in Mbare, in Chipangano, Chipangano had taken over police duties. They were even presiding over disputes in the community. If you had a problem with your girlfriend, you would be taken to Chipangano base for punishment and otherwise. So it means that these people are operating outside the framework of the law. And this is now what is happening when they are saying they want to get in and beat up, you know, MDC supporters and others and the opposition supporters. It is a recipe for disaster. It would mean that Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri and his police service have failed in their constitutional duty to maintain law and order. And it would also mean that there is a total exposure of the lack of the rule of law and lack of respect for human rights. But we see it is happening. Zimbabwe is on the precipice. It is standing on the brink. And if there is no leadership from government, then certainly, yes, we are heading for disaster.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke undebele osecungani. Baba Ndebele, unganjani?
Wona mnumzana.
Ye, unjani kona phela bakhona?
Hayi, ngiyaphila futhi. Kunjani
wena? Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. So ndele cingweni lwakho kweze sikuzwe kakhulu Baba Ndex.
Hayi, ngiyakhuluma sokuthi ngikhulumela phansi sengxenye.
Ye, ye, cha sibili abantu bakwazi ukuthi lapha sokukhuluma indoda. Ye, so ubona njani udaba lolu Ndebele?
Yebo, hayi, ngiyabonga futhi wami.
Mm.
Mina ngizakhuluma ngombono wami ngalokho elikhuluma ngakho. Mina ngisuye weZANU, angisuye we-MDC, mina ngi-SCZ Prophetess. Yes, ngangise Zambia kudala, ngalwa sibili kodwa ngalwa ngakho. Safeyila thina ngo-1980 ngase ngazihlalela phansi. Kodwa-ke ekwenzakalayo ngifuna nje ukuthi sebisi ukuthi hayi mbona naba ngombono wami abantu ngathi bafuna ukuphazama mbijani ngoba angikhumbuli lokhu ngahlala since 1980 ngisizawuthoka lo munye kowacela ukubona umgabe ethi bafuna ukulungisisa ilizwe behleze etafuleni walelwa kodwa into emangalisayo ngibona bafuna ukusukuma ukuthi bathi ngasuke esihlaleni ngubani osekwathi kumgabe ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe umgabe wala angikhumbuli asazi bengangikuzwanga mina kodwa mina ngokwami ngememori yami angikhumbuli ukusiba lo muntu owake watsho njalo mina ngibona abantu behlanya besiyemazweni besiyachothoza lokhu lalokhuyana well ikwenza ikubona kwabo nabo mina angilani lakho ngoba mina vele ngaba yintandane kudala sengaze ngajayela ubuntandane kodwa ngivela labo usuku bahluphakathisi ngithi mina ngubani okwamlanda umdala luyana usiyacela ukuthi silungisilizwa akula ngaphandle kuthi bafuna ukusebenzisa khonokho abafuna ukusebenzisa bese ngisithi mina hhayi ebantwini bephathi bebusayo iZANU hhayi madoda lingabi le ndaba lokuthi abantu benza njani kodwa-ke njengoba liclaima linokuthi lavotelwa ngabantu ukuba kuphawa ngabantu laba abalivotela kuphawa sebesiba yibo abasukuma namhla bade kabasalifuni khuma nini nje kuphela kodwa mina ngokwami njengoNdebele ngibonani bazamkhumbula umgabe abanye ngoba abazathi beceda ukumcuthacutha benze ngesehlezi lapha baqalisa ukulwa bona bodwa baqalisa ukulolibhanzula leliyana kade sithi bafuna umgaba lithiye baqalisa ukulilola bona kodwa bacuthane futhi baqedane futhi bona laba bantu baluhluko bona laba bantu uzayekela umgaba esilaphume fine kodwa baqalisa ukucuthana bona ama-opposition party wona la bonke abazakulwa sokusokubanga izigaro phela izigaro bayazithanda so yikho lapho embona kule problem ngabamekele umdala lo bam-approach-e ngenye indlela njengomuntu omdala bacela ukuthi asilungise ilizwe angala bacela abantu ukuthi umdala nangusesale samvotelayo ngoba mina kangikhumbuli besukusiba khona omunye wakwathi bafuna ukukhuluma le wala bona bafuna ukusebenzisa udlame manje udlame aluvunyelwa phela so lapho embonani baphuthaza khona ngithi ukuthi ngiyakusapota kumbe kanjani hhayi mina ngakhohlwa ngento lezi kudala ngoba vele ngaba yintandane kudala ntungamini kodwa ngibona la hhayi bale problem nje lapho abafowethu ngabaya bamcela kuqala bahlale phansi babonisane ngoba yonke into yoniwa ngomlomo ilungise ngomlomo mfana wami.
Mhm. Hayi, siyawuzwa Ntebele. Yothi isikhathi nje sesiphelile kodwa sakufonela singaqeda khona apha kweze siyelula indaba yakho la inalo kade uyethula baba. Otherwise siyabonga kakhulu Ntebele baba. So that was Mr. Ntebele in Zimu, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying that he's not an MDC or a ZANU-PF person. He's an ex-ZIPRA combatant.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he was demobilized in 1980 and has been a lost spirit in a way for the past, 36 years,
mm-hmm.
Going up and down, doing almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So and he says he wonders whether there's anybody who has ever approached President Robert Mugabe and sat down and asked to sit down with him to discuss some of the issues that are affecting Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So he says even the ruling party guys must see exactly what people are demanding.
Mm-hmm.
If those people who voted them into power want them to leave, they must leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he says at the end of the day, what is supposed to be done is people should sit down and correct whatever wrong is there in the country. So, okay, starting those Busiso in South Africa. Yes, Busiso, kunjani baba?
Yeah, hayi ngikhona ngisemzansi.
Mm, so phosela kuba.
I'm not doing ngandela lamazi la lo baba akade ethi akuliwe mawuliwa ngizwa mina lithi akuliwa. Kanti manje abantu mabeshaywa yibabantu bezana ukwenziwani lapho kuyadlalwa lolo vele kweliwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa sibili kodwa kuyahlupha into zembobho lezi mzamo.
Uyabona ukufa ukuphuma komphefumulo wami nokuphuma komphefumulo wakho singabantu angithi. Kunabantu abashayayo lekhaya, kunabantu abenziwa yonke into bayalahleka abanye, kodwa-ke akuliwa yini lapho?
Hayi siyakuzwa baba.
Yena umntana kahle vele sekumele ukuthi asuke laphana esikhundleni. Ukuthi nje kuthiwe kanje nakanje ayikho le nto. Akaphume umntana.
Kodwa phela anto yakwazithi umbuso kawabelwana njengegwayi phela ukuthi la mhla phela Gibbs sokumele uphume lapho upresident bakho sokubolile anto yakwazi
kanjani-ke ukuze uwuthole umbuso kumele wenzeni ulwe wenze njani ma ungebelwana njengegwayi
isingazi khonapho
yikho phela ngisho ukuthi hhayi lo mjida ade ekhuluma edawuliwe kusho ukuthi yindlela yokuthi akuphume ngoba akafuni kuma-election phela wadliwa vele ngo-2008 namanje akafuni ukuphuma and abantu bokuthi bahlupheka njani izinto kazidlule ebhoda sibaleke ukuthi mhlawumbe sizozama lapho ukuthi iy'ngane zithole ukudla zithole yonke into manje izinto ma zingadlule ebhoda ngala kunamsebenzi kwenziweni
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi nje isikhathi yiso singane sesidliwe kumangoye
hhayi akunankinga dube sobe sithintane kodwa-ke ngokuhlupheka sokuhluthekiwe hhayi akaboni umdala ukuthi wenzani
awuboni-ke siyabonga kakhulu-ke Sibusiso sibongile so Mr. Sibusiso was insisting that the gun is the answer but I was trying to say oh, no this and that but you're saying Gibbs that's the answer nothing else and we were saying Mr. Mugabe should go actually
And Mr. Mavinga, your last word as we conclude this show.
Mr. Mugabe, and this party should wake up and smell the coffee. It is not business as usual. It is business unusual now. Things have changed. The world has moved. If they do not take quick measures to avert a tragedy, then the end of ZANU-PF and of this regime will take the country down with it. We need to salvage Zimbabwe for posterity, for the future. They cannot go down with the country. That should not be allowed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. And as they say, a fly that legs advisor follows the corpse into the grave. With that, we come to the end of our show, Gibbs. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our radio listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and all our callers. And of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.